5-74, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance, Welsh Run, amended conditions.
This item was deferred at the September 13th, 2012 meeting. It's a request to amend the conditions of the preliminary approval. They're requesting that sidewalks only be required to be installed on one side of all streets within the subdivision. They're requesting that the walking trails be eliminated, with the reason being walking trails were not shown on the preliminary plan. And they are requesting that the amenities be built prior to the issuance of the 108th building permit on the east side of the project, and prior to the issuance of the 225th building permit being issued on the west side. The project cannot exceed 296 total lots. Currently, the condition requires that the amenities be constructed within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. So that would be for both sides of the project. This application's not received final approval, so therefore they've not sold or conveyed any lots. And I provided you a copy of the letter from the developer.
Mr. Abbott, do you know how they came up with the numbers? The 108 and 225?
Well,
I mean, my calculator didn't work.
I'm not sure, but there's a representative here.
They've got the same.
I'm not.
Don't match.
Right.
They what?
The numbers don't match. 108 and 225 doesn't come out 296.
Okay.
I don't know if the 296 relates to the 225 only.
Well, I think it's 225 out of the 296.
I suspect it's some combination of math and
geography.
Yeah, I
think it is too, but not real quick.
You know, the problem we've had in the past with these time limits are that you get 13 houses built in 2 years, and all of a sudden you got to have a clubhouse and a pool, and the 13 people don't want it,
right?
Because they don't want to have to start paying for it themselves. So I think what's being proposed is probably more realistic than what perhaps than the conditions we imposed on them, based on market conditions as we know them to be today. At the time, it seemed very reasonable because
right.
things were going great guns. So I don't really have an issue. It is a little bit curious that the numbers don't add up, but if you'd like to have an answer to that question, there's a young man standing here who might want to give it to us.
Since he drove all the way here, I think we should.
And he's billing somebody for
yeah.
his time, so we should make him earn his money. All right, who are you? What do you want?
Ben Gordy with Ocean Atlantic Management. The 108 number that came from, I brought this plan, and it's probably tough for you guys to see. The shading's not as dark as we would like, but
that's all right.
Basically, phase one starts over here. Phase one of the project, that's the way it's engineered. Sewer pump station's here. The amenity is all the way over here.
Yeah.
So you have to build, it's actually 90 lots are in the previous phase before you get to this phase where this amenity is. So we just kind of broke that in half and made it 108 out of the 124. And it's the same condition on the western side too. It's by the time you get to where the amenity area is, you're gonna have to build about 225 homes.
There you go.
So what are the amenities on the east side and the west side?
They are the same. It is a sport recreational area and a tot lot.
Big bucks.
So it's more of a just sort of a, I guess almost a.
Like a fill in the.
To work
phase.
The way there, so it's
yeah,
not
okay.
a pocket
work,
with
yeah.
amenities and nothing around
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah. Basically, yeah, because if we bid it within, if we had to do it within the first 2 years, you'd have to either put all the infrastructure in, or you would yeah, or you would have to build a sport court and a tot lot in the middle of a
field.
Yeah.
I know we've been approved. We've approved some other subdivisions based on percentages, so I certainly don't have a problem with that. But you also don't want to put in the walking trails too. Is that's correct?
Correct. Yes. There were no walking trails shown on the original plans. I'm not sure why that condition was added in, but
we probably thought it looked nice.
Yeah.
At the time.
You said it during the hearing.
Probably proffered by
your predecessor.
So we just noted it as
right.
such. But
sure, we'll do it.
So if you proffer it, we might accept it.
Right.
And is this a cluster subdivision or?
Yes. I believe it. So I have to.
How big are the lots?
Yeah, it's, I think most are about 7,500 square feet, so it has to be.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah. Because I know that's typically where we were at one point requiring sidewalks on both sides. Where,
yeah.
When there were cluster. So, feelings, thoughts?
I just wonder if you if we were to agree with saying you only have to install the sidewalks on one side, I mean, can you leave the space on the other side for sidewalks to be, you know, engineered in so that down the road the homeowners decide, hey, we would like to have sidewalks on this side, but engineer the space there for it?
It would basically be within the right of way, so we would not remove the right of way from one side of the street. It would,
right of way would still be there
for future.
So yeah,
use.
So for future, you could add sidewalks in.
You know, I tell you, I'm torn on these sidewalks, Mike, as you know. The sidewalks are expensive, not just installed, but they're expensive to maintain. And you know, it'd be nice to leave some flexibility to the future HOA to say, yeah, we want to spend this money or maintain it, or we don't.
Well, I suspect, too, that it really impacts the design of your stormwater management system, too. So that has as much to do with just putting them on one side, I think, as anything else does.
Well, this is the point, though, Bob. I mean, you know,
I don't think you're ever going to see them on the other side, because the homeowners association is not going to spend the money to redesign the whole system just so they can have a sidewalk.
Well, I mean, can't you design that up front that it could be installed, your stormwater management, so the space is there, the slope is there, whatever?
If you're gonna do that, you might as well put a sidewalk in.
But on a preliminary
just
plan,
a matter
isn't
of,
it designed already? I mean, isn't the design already done for that?
No.
It has to do with really, you know, where your drainage goes and the slope, how far away from the road, and it has to do with your utilities, where they're installed and how they're installed,
right.
So that you'd have to leave enough space there so that sometime down the road, if somebody would want to put a curb cut in, you know, and the sidewalk, an elevated sidewalk, that they could without infringing on the drainage or where the underground utilities might lie. And that can be planned ahead, I'm sure.
Yeah, and this site's designed with curb and gutter, so it would be a little easier than a swaled community, like you said.
Well, there you go. You got curb and gutter on both sides, and yeah.
Yeah, so you can, you know, we could say, hey, we don't have any problem with you only doing it on one side, but make sure you know, draw a grade area that says if the community wants to put it in, here's where it would go. It's been planned for. They just have to install it.
You're saying that the streets in this project are designed for curb and gutter?
Correct.
Is that part of the, is that a proper originally, or is that a new proper?
That was in the original plan, I believe.
is that going through in Public Works and Engineering?
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
it's,
so that's
yeah.
All been all
right. Okay.
Right away there.
Well,
makes it easy.
Okay. So it's more an issue of cost than
Absolutely,
because it's not a matter of, you know, having to use swales and you can't do it because of the nature of the swales. It's
right.
We don't want to build up on one side to save bucks on the other side. Well, gentlemen, guess how many projects that have been approved with sidewalks on both sides are going to come back to us.
You're going to be busy, Mike.
Yep. Give us something to do.
They might, but let's not forget that our ordinance doesn't address it, so they could come back and say we don't want to put sidewalks on either side, you know, and you'd be hard-pressed to tell them you couldn't do it because we don't have anything in our ordinance.
I can tell you we could never have approved or denied a subdivision based on sidewalks.
Because our ordinance doesn't address it, so. Which speaks to another issue for another day.
It does. That issue has been pointed out to me a number of times.
Well,
and I'm starting to learn.
And we're working on it. We're working on it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll muddle up a motion on subdivision 2005-74 Delmarva Woods Alliance. My motion is to amend the conditions of the preliminary approval, which were granted on December 14, 2006, changing sidewalks from both sides of the street to one side of all streets, and that the walking trails be eliminated. Furthermore, that the amenities on the east side of the project are to be built by the 108th. Is that what I'm hearing? By or after?
By the 108th.
By the 108th building permit. And that prior to the issuance of the 225th building permit for the project, that the amenities on the west side of the project be built.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to amend the conditions of subdivision 2005-74 Delmarva Woodlands Alliance as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Here.
Carried 4-1. Okay, our next item is...